As residential real estate continues to hold its own throughout this pandemic, what about commercial real estate? As an investor, should you consider adding this alternative investment right now as a diversifier in your portfolio? Who better to ask than a nearly 40-year expert in the sector? William A. Shopoff is here to talk to us all about it on this edition of Your Money Manual. And now from Scottsdale, Arizona, here's your host, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we have designed around the fact that we know when it comes to money, yours did not come with instructions. So we're here to help. And our goal is to provide you with some valuable information from our industry experts and relationships to help you make smart decisions about your money and to build an amazing life of significance. And today, I'm excited about today because there's a lot of news out there that's being mentioned around the term real estate, commercial real estate. So we're going to talk about commercial real estate investing under this current climate. Is it still a good time to add to your commercial portfolio? Excuse me. Add commercial real estate to your portfolios. So for our listeners today, you have a special guest. We have a special guest. His name is Mr. William A. Shopoff. We call him Bill, and he is the founder, president, and CEO of Shopoff Realty. He brings over 37 years of experience to the conversation today. His expertise includes the acquisition, the development, the sale of new and redeveloped residential and commercial properties throughout the United States, as well as a partnership structure, debt placement, venture capital, and of course, investment underwriting. Through the years, Bill has acquired over 1,000 properties on behalf of his various entities, including over 6,000 apartment units and the entitlement of over 7,000 lots and or units of land for development. And trust me, in my experience with Bill, his expertise in this entitlement and re-entitlement is definitely an expertise he holds above many others. So Bill Shopoff, welcome to Your Money Manual.
Great, thank you for the opportunity to join you today, Vince.
Good to have you here, Bill. We like to talk about, as you probably know, alternative investments on our program a lot. And looking at the marketplace and the economy right now, why should investors, in your opinion, consider adding non-residential real estate into their portfolio mix when you can argue that there's so much uncertainty about the economy?
Well, Vince, there's clearly we are in a defining moment of uncertainty. But I can say that over my 40-year career, these are the times that we've capitalized on. There's everybody and his brother has decided they're going to create a distressed platform to go take advantage of this.
Correct.
The reality is that this is not something that, like, you just go out and look for the yard sign for distress. It actually takes a skill set. And we've been through cycles before. We'll be through cycles again. So this is something that I think is right up our bailiwick. But as far as, you know, is this a good time? I think it's a good time to be looking. We are out as, you know, our strategy, our philosophy is, this is definitely a great time to be surveying the market. It's an interesting time as whether it's the right time to buy or not, but you have to have your capital ready to pounce when the opportunity comes. These things, unlike a, you know, kind of stabilized market, you can go in and out of the market and buy when you're ready to buy, and, you know, prices are there and they may be moving up a little bit or down a little bit. Right now, what we've got is this market that's going to move in wild swings as issues and opportunities happen. We've got, you know, I don't know, at least the trifecta. We've got a COVID crisis, health crisis going on. That's led to, you know, a recession, which may be the shortest recession in history, because we may be almost out of the recession already. But it's the deepest recession ever. And then we've got this civil unrest issue, and we've got an election, I think, something coming up in November that might impact people's feelings. So I think you got to take all of that as an investor and say, well, how do I evaluate all of that? How do I understand risk? And the one thing I know about buying during these times is just because it's cheaper, it may be very cheap, and cheap may be very expensive. So, you know, finding a strategy or a strategist to work that with and to deploy your investments, to work with somebody like yourself, Vince, you know, who can help them find their pathway to navigate the times we're in, I think that is essential and really a great opportunity for them.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I agree with the fact that it requires more due diligence now than when the market is screaming and everything is wonderful. That's for darn sure. Due diligence is a key. So let's talk about due diligence. Let's talk about your philosophy a little bit. Your company focuses on repurposing land, repositioning assets. So how does this process work, and how do you come to a good opportunity?
Well, I'll start with, you know, that we reposition or re-entitle assets. So we might buy, for example, an industrial building with an eye to change the use of that building, really not even change the use of the building, change the use of the underlying land, get a zoning change for, say, housing, for example. And then ultimately that building gets torn down and new homes get built. And that land value might be substantially higher because of what we planned for it than the existing building was, that those buildings may have outlived their useful life. The other things we do, you know, you might take an existing building and upgrade it. You might put a facelift on it, do cosmetic improvements, much like the shows on House and Garden TV, the fix and flip shows. We do some of that just in the commercial arena where we are trying to figure out how to maximize the value of an asset by enhancing its physical attributes. So we'll do both of those things, not simultaneously, but you know, how do you find out a site that'll do that? You've got to have a career of doing it and understanding, okay, if I see one, what's it look like? What's a good deal look like? So you have to start there. And so, you know, one of the things we're looking at today is, you know, we think the retail market is in a bit of distress. So we think that some of those retail sites could be great for repositioning as residential redevelopment. And so our play will be to acquire an existing center, get it rezoned, and then sell it on to somebody who will build and develop and own that. And our value add is the secret sauce in between A and B, where we create some significant value for the new developer.
Well, based on my experience and what I know about it, that secret sauce is not highly secretive to those who take advantage of it. So we talked about retail for a minute there. One area I know you've got a great deal of experience in is retail over the years, with the pandemic creating our greater economic challenges, I guess, for everyone, including a number of retailers that were already on the bubble. How has your perception of retail and shopping center property changed, if at all, and why?
Well, I think we weren't overly bullish, even though we owned some retail. We're very focused on the retail that we have bought in the last few years. Generally, we bought distressed retail at very low prices and took the opportunity to re-tenant it or reposition that. We've generally done facelifts on these. We've done different things to create value. But even at that, look, retail is under extreme distress. If you look at the major mall operators, they're collecting 10 to 30% of their revenue stream today. I'm very proud of our team. We collected 82% of our rent roll in April, and it dropped down to about low 70% in May, but it'll come back up this month. We've made arrangements with a number of our retailers, and we're also in locations that are reopening. But I think that the key to retail will be the kind of retailer you have. If you're not providing something to your consumer that they can't get some other way, the internet, Amazon type, I think you're going to be in trouble as a retailer. I think that many of us had shopped on online services before this, but now virtually all of America has figured out how to shop online. And it seems like based on the number of UPS trucks and other FedEx in my neighborhood every day, now that I'm at home most days, although I'm in the office today, but most days, you know, been at home for the last couple of months, it seems like everybody is getting a package delivery. So what you've got to do as a retailer is you've got to provide goods and services that are better than people can get by going online. And there are plenty of good retailers who can do that. And those are the people we want to support in our centers. They're the people we want to nurture. Literally, I think, you know, there are people we're going to help out by, you know, keeping their rent low for a little while until they can make sure they can survive their business. Restaurateurs are having to be innovative to try to figure out how to run their business in less space, less usable space. So I think it's going to be case by case. I think good neighborhood retail will continue to do well. I think that malls are going to struggle. And then there's bad neighborhood retail that I think probably is going to go away and not survive. And that'll actually help the good centers. Because if you've got a poorly operating center and a well-operating center, and you take those tenants out of the poorly operating and move them over to the better operating, now you've got one place that's vacant and you got another place that's full, and we go find something else to do with that. So I describe it, the slogan I'm using is, I think this is the giant culling of the herd for retail, is for shopping centers and retailers in general. You know, we've seen a number of high profile bancruptcies lately. And by the way, I'm not in the stock business, but if a retailer goes bankrupt, don't go buy their stock. That's one thing I can tell you. Go look at what the bonds are trading at before you buy their stock, because that'll give you an indication of where the real value is. So if the bonds are trading at par, maybe the stock is worth something. Anyway, sidebar, but I've just seen some people do some crazy things lately on some of these things. But, you know, look, we're looking at it, trying to pay attention. And, you know, the market's going to pick some winners and losers. I think we want to be very careful about our entry point. Today, we would not be buying new retail. We're managing what we own. We're happy with what we own, and that I think it's outperforming our peer group. But I think if we buy retail today, it's going to be for some other use other than retail.
Well, it seems to me like one of your expertise is this repurposing and being able to go out and find this land that can be re-entitled, improved upon, developed. And it seems like in this environment, in my humble opinion, there's an awful lot of opportunity that's going to keep showing itself over the next year, maybe 6 months. And I think that's where you're going to have an opportunity to shine with your expertise, that's for sure.
I appreciate that. I think we feel very good about the prospects. I mean, from our portfolio management, you know, I'm not pleased that we're in a global pandemic and that induced a recession. But we had been counting on a recession at some point, and being in it is better than having to be fearful of it. At least now we know what it feels like, and now we can look forward to the future. And that's where I think we are. And it's not gonna be a straight line up. We're gonna work through this. We're gonna have setbacks from the pandemic. We're gonna have business setbacks. And I would just ask people to you know, stay focused on the future and remain calm about you know, how things are, because you can't look day to day. I mean, I'm it's one reason I chose real estate. At least it doesn't theoretically reprice every day.
Correct. Well, you're a great fit for our household endowment model. And Bill Shopoff, thank you so much for taking the time with me today. Hope you're willing to come back and we can do it again, maybe in 6 months, to see what types of opportunities have been coming your way.
I'd love to join you again, and good luck to you and to your clients, and let's all hopefully get through this together as a nation and come out on a healthier and more robust nation.
Amen. I'll vote for that. So I'm Vince Annable. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
If you'd like to learn more about wealth planning for the 2020s, you may be interested in learning more about the household endowment model, as Vince just talked about. And if so, you can order a copy of Vince's book, The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. Just click over to themusa.net. That's themusa.net. Or you can click over to amazon.com and type The Household Endowment Model in the search bar to go directly to the book page. You can also request a copy of our newly updated DEM white paper, which you can find along with our other white papers at thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com. Look for the video version of Your Money Manual now available on YouTube. As always, you can hear our audio podcast on many of your favorite services, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, available on iTunes. So please give us your rating and review. Your Money Manual is presented by Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next time. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.